Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
636 700 WLW. RNL Carrier Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet. Reds baseball on the way tonight. 8:35 inside pitch. 9:05 first pitch. Reds and the Cubs. Let's take the hoop now, though. Tomorrow night, NKU North, 16 seed, play 1 seed Houston in Birmingham. 9:20 tip. Our next guest is a Norse legend. Playing from 2016 to 2019, he is the school's all-time leader in points scored, rebounds, free throws made, games played, you name it, his name is on the list. He helped lead the Norse to their first ever NCAA tournament appearance in 2017. He was the Horizon League Player of the Year in 2019. He was named to the Horizon League All-Decade Team, and he hails from Newport Central Catholic High School. It is a pleasure to welcome in and catch up with Drew McDonald. How are you?
Lance, what's going on?
That's a pretty damn impressive resume. That was a pretty good list. Is that on your business card?
I wish. It might help me a little bit with my job, but you do the best. Hype me up, Lance. I appreciate it.
There you go. Take me back. 2 weeks ago, I saw you in Indy. You were courtside. You were watching the Norse win the Horizon. The look on your face, the pride on your face. What was it like experiencing that moment as an alum?
It's just been incredible to experience this all from the other side of things. Obviously, playing in it, I got to watch it in 2020. Unfortunately, when COVID struck down, we still got to win a tournament in the meantime. But just being courtside, I really just wanted it for those guys. Like that same feeling that I had as a player and got to experience twice. Trayvon Faulkner, first and foremost, for what he's done for that program and that school. Coming back for a fifth year, especially after how they lost last year, I wanted him for him. I've got to know the other guys pretty well, and just I know how much time, effort, and hard work he goes into it. I just really wanted them to achieve that for them personally and then for the school in general. Like, it's just awesome to keep seeing your name pop up on that bracket, and it's one of the reasons I went to Northern is just to be a small part of something that's going to be so much bigger in the future.
And Drew, I know what you just said is so genuine because I've heard the players talk how much it means. You keep in touch with them. You talk to them. You text them. Tell me about why do you do that?
It's just to help them in any way I can. Like, I've been unbelievably blessed and lucky to have the experiences I had through Northern Kentucky, and people gave me that chance. I just want to give that chance to them and any way I can, just whether it's experience tips, what to look out for in the tournament, or, I mean, just how to handle college. I mean, these are kids that haven't gone through this before. And like I said, I got the chance to play with Trayvon Faulkner. He's one of my favorite teammates I ever played with. And it's just to give them that chance and that opportunity. Cause that's, I mean, looking back at pictures, I mean, all those memories are coming back 4, 6, 8 years ago. It's just, I get those same feelings, just goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm getting goosebumps now just hearing you talk about it. I'm glad you brought up Trayvon, because to me, he is such a symbol of NKU basketball. You referenced, he came back for his fifth year. Not only does he come back, he had started, you know this, he had started 116 games in his career. He comes back and accepts a role off the bench, whatever they needed. He has always been there to offer it, hasn't he?
It's, like I said, he's one of my favorite teammates to ever play with, and he's turned from an unbelievable teammate to an unbelievable leader on that court. I mean, just think about what he's gone through. He came in his freshman year scoring 3,000 points out of high school, and pretty much we asked him to guard the best player and get the ball movement, and like scoring wasn't even part of his role. So now he's, like you said, he starts the most games in NKU history, and then immediately goes to the bench and becomes sixth man of the year. It's just whatever you ask from him, he's there to do it. During the Horizon League Championships, he's been on that court and done it. He's telling everyone, pick their heads up. He's leading them. Just a complete and utter teammate and great team leader.
Talking with Drew McDonald, the former NKU Norse standout, all-time leading scorer among many records. Take me back to 2017. You guys become the seventh program in NCAA history to, in your first year of eligibility, make the tournament. You're a 15 seed versus a 2 seed UK in Indy, 79-70. You outscored them in the second half of that game, if I remember. What stands out? What are your memories of that experience in that game?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think the game in general is a little fuzzy. Like, the ball gets tipped, and honestly, it becomes another game. But everything leading up to the game, everything post-game, the day before, it's like just everything that you think it is. I mean, there's March Madness everywhere. There's media following you. I mean, being a small mid-major, you don't get that everywhere you go. And just to have that opportunity to play on the biggest stage in college basketball, I mean, that was my dream. My dream was never to play in the NBA. My dream was never to make $1 zillion playing overseas. My dream was to play in the NCAA tournament. And then just to have that opportunity against the biggest of blue bloods there is in Kentucky, 2 hours from home, I mean, it doesn't get much better. And then you walk over and you shake Jim Nance, Bill Rafferty, and Grant Hill's hand. You're like, okay, it got a little bit better.
So. I love it. You, as I said in the leadoff, you're a local guy. Cold Spring, Sam Vincent is a Highlands product. What did it mean to have that added connection of community in what you were representing at NKU?
It grows up in your backyard. Like I tell people, I went to high school farther away than I went to college. I mean, and not everyone can say that, but I've watched this program grow. My mom played there back in the 90s, and she has a part of it. My uncle's named after the baseball field in Bel Acre. It's just, I've had that connection to NKU. And like I said, I've always wanted to go. That was my dream, to go to the tournament. And what better way to do it than for your hometown team? And I knew I wanted to stay in the area. I knew I wanted to be part of something bigger, so I didn't know when that success was going to come for NKU. I didn't even know if it was going to come in my time there, but I knew it was going to come. And just to be a small part of that and now have the opportunity to sit by the sidelines, talk to the guys, call games on the radio and TV, it's just unbelievable, and I hope more to come for this team.
Drew, catch everybody up. What are you up to? What keeps you busy these days?
A little bit of everything, Lance. I work for CentOS, and then I actually help coach Newport Central Catholic, so I help coach over there. And then actually this year I started on ESPN Plus calling some of the NKU games. So a little bit of everything. And then when it gets a little bit warmer, I like to hit that little white ball around a little bit.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
All right, gotta make sure I make time for that.
There you go. Will you be able to be in Birmingham tomorrow?
I will be making the trip down with my father tomorrow to Birmingham to support.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. Hey, it is so cool catching up with you. Please send my best to your family. You know you're one of my all-time favorites. I love watching you. I love our conversations, and it's been too long. I'm glad we got to hook up tonight.
Thanks, Lance. I always appreciate it.
Take care, Drew.
Thank you.
There you go. Drew McDonald. Love that guy. Played with the Norse 2016 to 2019. I was there on a Saturday against, I want to say it was Cleveland State. I was there with Casey. He dropped 37, I think it was, in that game, including a three-pointer to end the half. And I forget how many he had in the first half, but it was one of those, like, Larry Bird threes where he just kind of held his hand up and turned, walking to the locker room like he knew it was going in. One of the more amazing performances I've seen in person. And really happy for all that he has going on, and really enjoyed watching him as a player. We'll talk a little bit more on the Norse tomorrow night, 6:50, right around this time, 24 hours from now. Court side, Jim Kelch on the call with Rick Broering on ESPN 1530. Jim will check in courtside and set the scene for the Norse versus the Houston Cougars tomorrow night. All right, when we continue, also tomorrow night on the show, while I'm thinking about it, Richard Skinner, local12.com on the Bengals, perhaps news tomorrow from a signing standpoint. We'll talk with Jim Kelch. We'll talk with Greg Christopher, the director of athletics for the Xavier Musketeers. It's almost a year to the day he hired Sean Miller to return to coach the Xavier Musketeers. We'll catch up with him. Jeff Carr, Locked On Reds podcast, later on in the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow night. A little Reds baseball. And we'll have some fun in the 8 o'clock hour. Figure we need a fun one to do the proverbial counter-programming to NCAA March Madness. Got a fun topic, which has been met with approval from UC Chris. I tend to run topics up the flagpole with him. And as long as he doesn't swat them away, I usually roll them out, so that'll be the case tomorrow night in the 8 o'clock hour. Up next, though, let's do some Bengals conversation. Just after the top of the hour, I'm going to open up the lines. I think really for the first time this week for the Bengals specifically, I sense a need to be here for you. I'll offer you a radio version of a couch to lay on and a phone line to speak on, and we'll get through this. in day three of NFL free agency, where the Bengals have lost more than they have added. All that is ahead at 7:08. But up next, let's begin to lay the foundation for that Bengals conversation with the plan, the execution of the plan, and what may be next. It's all ahead. R&L Carrier Sports Talk, presented by Kelsey Chevrolet, 700 WLW.
Standing tall as his red cape of greatness gloriously flutters.
I like that.
Mighty Mike McConnell summons his circle of champions. The king of the roads, Chuck Ingram. The queen of the climate, Jennifer Ketchmark. And the Caesar of sports, Seg Dennison.
Can I get all that for free?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Together, they're the grand wake-up force that turns a ho-hum morning into a super morning.
Now that's entertainment.
Mike McConnell, tomorrow morning at 5 on 700 WLW.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.